The fourth parak and thereafter the fifth parak deal with the halachas of Shmon Esrei. We're going to start off in Mishnah Aleph with the zmanim, the proper times to daven the various tefillas during the day. Tefillas HaShachar at Chatzos, the Tanakhama says we daven Shachris up until Chatzos. The Tanakhama is of the view that Korban Tamid Shachar was Nikrov was brought up until Chatzos, so to our Shachris is up until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that we can daven Shachris up until 4 hours, just like the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was only brought up until 4 hours, not till Chatzos. Tfilas HaMincha ad HaErev, we can daven Mincha all the way up until evening. That can be explained by the poskim, either up until Shkia, which is sunset, or Tzeis HaKachavim, nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaPlag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda is the view that we cannot say all the way up until Erev when it comes to Mincha, but only up until Plag, which is an hour and a quarter before evening. Tfilas HaErev Ein LaKeva, when it comes to Marav, there's no set time to daven Marav. You can daven Marav all night long up until Alos HaShachar. Vishom Musaf in Kol HaYom Musaf, you can daven all day long, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos Musaf can only daven up until 7 hours in the day. Mishnah Beis tells us a special tefillah when entering and leaving the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Hayam Ispalal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Akana would say a special tefillah b'knis asola Beis HaMedrash u'b'yitzi asola, the tefillah katsara, when he would go into the Beis Medrash and when he would leave the Beis Medrash, a short tefillah. So people saw him and they asked him, what is this tefillah that you're saying going in and coming out? Amru lok, ma'akom le'tefillah zo, what's the basis for this tefillah? What are you saying? Amar Lemanis responded b'knis asi animi when I go into the Beis Medrash, I say a tefillah that I shouldn't make any halachic mistakes. I would misguide people if I gave a psak and they acted on my advice, but my wrong advice if I paskin incorrectly. So I say a tefillah that I shouldn't make any mistakes. Will be at CSC, and when I leave the Beis Medrash, ani nosen chodayal chalki, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me a chelik, a portion of those who learn in the Beis Medrash. Mishnah Gimel discusses, do we say a full Shmon Esrei? At the time of Chazal, they weren't as fluent in the Shmon Esrei. They didn't have the Sidurim that we have, so we were able to get used to saving the Shmon Esrei fairly easily, but that was not historically the case. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, b'choyam ispalal adam Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel was of the view people should say the full Shmon Esrei when davening. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua was of the view that you should say not the full Shmon Esrei, but Havinenu. You'd say the first three and last three brachas of the Shmon Esrei, but in place of the 13 bakashas in the middle, there's one tefillah called Havinenu, and people would say that. Rabbi Akiva Omer Imshkua Tefillah Sobefiv. If somebody knows the tefillah, he's fluent with the full Shmon Esrei, he's follow Shmon Esrei, then he should say the full Shmon Esrei, vimla, but if he's not fluent with the entire Shmon Esrei, me'ein Shmon Esrei, he can say simply the Havinenu in place of the Shmon Esrei. Mishnah Dalet focuses on what our attitude should be towards davening. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hose tefillah sokeva, somebody who looks at his tefillah as a burden that he just wants to get it over with, ain't tefillah sotachanunim, this is not a sincere tefillah, it is not going to be looked at fondly by Kodesh Baruch Hu as if we are sincere in our davening for mercy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, this is a different issue, unrelated to the reisha that we just saw. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, HaMehalach Bimkom Sakan, if somebody is traveling in a place that it is dangerous and he can't say the Shmon Esrei, he's not going to be able to focus on it, and he's not even going to be able to have proper kavana when saying the Havinenu during the Shmon Esrei. In other words, the first three, last three, and Havinenu in the middle in place of the 13 Bakashos. So there's a substitute that he should say, a short fila, mitpalo tfila katsara, a really short fila. It's not a replacement for the Shmon Esrei. So for this, after he gets out of that makam sakana, he's going to have to say the Shmon Esrei because this is not a replacement like the Havinenu is. So he would he would say, Hosha Hashem Esamcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please save your nation, please save Klal Yisrael, et Sheiris Yisrael, please save the remnant of Klal Yisrael, b'chol parsha se'ibru yutzarchem lefanecha, in the whole parsha, even if we are sinning, our needs should be answered in front of you, or as we are traveling, la'avor, traveling from place to place, nonetheless, you should answer our tefillahs, baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah, blessed you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answers our tefillahs. Mishnah Hay is based on the understanding that when somebody is davening, they should face towards the Makom HaMikdash. So somebody out of Eretz Yisrael points towards Eretz Yisrael. Somebody in Eretz Yisrael points towards Yerushalayim. Somebody in Yerushalayim points towards Har HaBayis. Somebody at Har HaBayis points towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. But what if you can't? you're in a situation that you're sitting and you're not able to stand in your Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to, able to turn in towards Yerushalayim, that's what we're talking about right now. Hayah rochev al hachamor, somebody who is riding on a donkey, if you have somebody who can hold that donkey, Yered, you should get off that donkey, turn, stand, you're standing now, and you should point in the proper direction. If you can't get down, for example, you have nobody to hold that donkey, then you can remain seated on that donkey, say the Shmoneh Esrei, but Yachzir Espanav, turn your head in the proper direction. What if you can't get off? So you have to remain seated, and you can't even turn towards Yerushalayim, you can't turn towards the Kodesh Kodashim, you should still envision yourself as if you're in the Kodesh Kodashim, so you have still Kavana, you're not pointing in the right direction, but your mind should be in the right direction. Mishnah Vav says, continues on that same concept. Haya Yosha Bistisvina, somebody who's sitting on a boat, Oba Karon, or a wagon, Oba Asta, or a raft. You may not be able to stand up, you can't point in the right direction, but regardless, you physically won't be pointing in the right direction, but you should point your thoughts, your heart, towards the Kodesh Kodashim to have proper kavanah in that Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Zayin deals with Musaf. If somebody is not davening with a minion, does he still have the obligation to daven Musaf? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, first opinion, ein tfilas hamusafin ela bechever ayir. There's only an obligation to say Musaf if you are with a minion, but an individual does not have an obligation. Musaf is different from the other tfilas that have bakashas, individual requests of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Musaf is a tzibur dek tfila, and a yachid, not in a tzibur, doesn't say the Musaf. The chachamim rami bechever ayir v'shalo bechever. Your second opinion is chachamim were of the view, whether you're with a minion or not. In other words, even b'yachidus, you would daven the musaf. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who started off this mishra, this is opinion number three, kol makom sheyesh chever yir, if you are in a place that has a minion, hayachid patur mitfilas ha-musaf, in a yachid who doesn't make it to the minion says the musaf on his behalf, and he is patur from musaf. However, somebody is davening in a place, in a town, a city, that there is no minion, then he would have to say Musaf for himself because there's no minion that is exempting him from the obligations of Tfilas Musaf.